Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Vern Goes Against the Grain. I'm your host, Eric Vernston. Thank you for joining me on this wonderful Flag Day / Happy Birthday, Army. As some of you know, I am a first lieutenant. I'm a judge advocate in the Illinois Army National Guard. I've been in almost 2 years now. I have a great appreciation for what the military does, especially for service members. I want to talk a little bit about that. Today is the 246th birthday for the Army, so I thought for that reason I would give my 246 favorite facts and observations about the Army. Jerry Seinfeld once remarked, you know, I see these actors doing the acting, and sometimes in a scene I'm like, wow, they're really, really good at actors. Although I've been in the Army for a couple of years, I still have that outsider perspective at times, and sometimes I go, wow. They are really committed to this cause. Oh yeah, well, so am I, I'm here. Or they're really doing something that's really awesome. So I wanted to go through a few of those with you. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast. I also post on LinkedIn frequently. The podcast is on all podcast platforms, and there'll also be a video on YouTube. So please do that and check out this sweet t-shirt. I wear this shirt around all the time for any sort of military holiday, or like 4th of July, and people love it. It was like 10 bucks at Walmart. Some of the best ROI I've ever had. With that being said, in honor of the Army's 246th birthday, here are 246 fun facts and observations for being in the U.S. Army. Soldiers are great at wearing many hats. My drill weekends can be hectic as I need to perform the duties of my legal section, but also Army-specific trainings for the Illinois Army National Guard. Additionally, text messages and outside demands never seem to stop during training or drill weekends. That is one of the more complicated issues, is you have this life and then you have your service and you have to balance it all. It can be very challenging to accomplish all the objectives, whether it be for your section, whether it be for the Illinois Army National Guard. Someone texts me about something, but specifically the balance between the section, your section, and then what you need to do for the Army overall. Soldiers make it happen. It's one of the most impressive things I've ever seen, is the dedication not only to the Army, but dedication to being able to get all this done, specifically in a drill weekend. For the Army National Guard, people do stuff all the time outside of work, but they try to get everything done during those small drill weekends. And it's very impressive to see. And if you see a guardsman or guardswoman on a Monday after a drill weekend, a high five is warranted. Of course, they don't need it. They do it to serve their country. But they work really hard. So I have a very strong appreciation, not only for everyone in the Army, but specifically for the Army National Guard. The Army has some of the best storytellers, this is number two, you'll ever meet. If you know someone in the Army or Armed Forces, ask them about their time. Maybe be a little sensitive if they say, you know, I'm not comfortable talking about it. Let that go, obviously. When I was at Fort Benning, we had some instructors that would tell some of the most hilarious stories. I'm not going to repeat any of them here because you would have to hear them from the person themselves when they're telling them, because they were just so hilarious, so ridiculous, and sometimes so wild, you couldn't even believe it. For a great conversation starter for someone in the military, ask them what their favorite flavor of MRE is. They'll know what you're talking about, and that would be a hilarious way to start a conversation, because the next things they're going to say are probably going to be very, very funny. Number three, there's a pride in the country that's hard to find. The sacrifices made by soldiers are too numerous for this article. In spite of the fact it's 246 things, there's just too many sacrifices to put on here. Myself, I have such an appreciation for those that have been in for many years. Many employers, significant others, and family members will say, they appreciate your service. Yet turn around and stab you in the back with it the next day. I've been very fortunate. I've had very wonderful support from family and friends and employers throughout. Nothing has been perfect, and I'm not going, this is a celebration, so I'm not going to drag anyone or one company here. But I've heard horror stories from people who have had significant others. They go on a deployment, all of a sudden things just collapse. Employers are supportive, they're supportive, until they're not. And then it puts people in a really rock and hard place, because serving and focusing on the mission is tough enough, let alone to have outside distractions. You have to really love something, especially for those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice. And this goes out to families and friends of all those that have done that. You know, we can't thank them enough for their sacrifice. You have to really love something with all your heart to be willing to sacrifice your life for it. And we are so fortunate for those that have stepped up and made the ultimate sacrifice. I also want to give a shout out to, and I didn't put this in an article, military spouses. This is a very tough gig, not only just on the service member, but on the spouses, whether it be female or male, especially with females, if they're running the house with kids, the spouse has to go to get deployed. They have a mobilization. It can be difficult. So shout out to all the military spouses out there. You are some of the most caring and loving and wonderful people I've ever met. They are amazing. Number four, the dedication to PT is inspirational. I sent a link to Sergeant Major of the Army, Michael Grinston, with his Army Birthday Challenge, 246 leg tucks among your squad, as well as 246 air squats on your own over a 7-8 day period. Not easy. Leg tucks are rather difficult. So I give a shout out to anyone who's done that. Wish I would have saw that before. Don't know I would have done it, but sounds cool. In fact, maybe I should do it now. That's out there. The dedication to PT in the Army is fantastic. I think it's a great way to stay in shape. If you go look at Sergeant Major Grinston, he is looking pretty jacked and ripped for someone around his age. I don't know what his age is, but it's older than me, and he is in incredible shape. And you see that all the time with higher ups in the Army. They show those Army values every day, and I really appreciate that. Numbers 5 through 245, check out the Army website. Look into the history of the Army. There are so many facts and observations there. I don't want to take up too much of your time. That's the best place to find it. Finally, we get to number 246. Regardless of what is going on outside, the Army never stops training. My first week of Army Direct Commission course to become a judge advocate started on March 8th, 2020. That's right, March 8th, 2020. Within that week, all heck broke loose, as all of you remember. There was one day where the NBA canceled its season, the NCAA canceled its tournament, and all of a sudden, we were not allowed to do anything. You know how many days we missed training during the pandemic? Zero. We missed 0 days of training. We found solutions to the various problems we had, some of them comical. Again, positive things here, not going to get into some of that, but we found solutions. And there were many that we had to come up with. That's one of my biggest takeaways from my about 2 years of being in the Army. Soldiers in the Army find solutions to obstacles and they overcome. It's a mindset. They say, you know what? I'm going to just get this done. I don't care lack of sleep. I don't care lack of resources. We'll figure it out. We're going to get it done. And I admire that so much. It's a mindset that I believe lacks a lot in this country. And you can see that in the Army. Not the lacking. The Army has that. They're like, we're going to get the job done. Whereas a lot of people are like, oh, you know, they're complaining or they're victims. In the Army, you get the job done. And I love that. Not every battle is going to go your way, whether in the Army or life. But like the Army, you can review, you can improve, you can do your after-action review, and you can prepare to win the next one. I think the Army does a fantastic job of that. Happy birthday. Happy 246th birthday to the Army. Thank you to all who serve and have served. Please continue to, thank you for listening to the podcast. Please continue to check out the podcast, whether it be on YouTube, podcast platforms, the writings on LinkedIn. Eventually, there'll be some sort of newsletter. Check out, shout out to, I got the shirt at Walmart. I don't know if they still sell them, but I'm never selling this thing. And thank you all for listening, and happy birthday to the Army. Amazing. Hoo-wah. Okay, apparently I'm still on, so I'll do it one more time. Hoo-ah!